弟兄姐妹大家啊，朋友们大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers, sisters, and family and friends. 啊，
今天是安息生日，我们大家聚集在教会来啊，纪念神的啊命令啊，愿主耶稣啊祝福我们。
And according to the God's commandments, we are here today to observe the holy Sabbath day. So may God shower His blessing upon us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考。做证据与纪念的石头。
So、now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin to study the topic, the stone that is a sign and a memorial.
我们现在教会读经在读《耶稣雅记》。
So according to our Bible reading schedule, we are to be reading the book of Joshua.
我们前两天读第三章、第四章。
The last couple of days, we are reading chapter 3 and 4.
那是有关于以色列。选民他们过约旦河的记录。
And he records the incidents in which the Israelites when they were crossing the River Jordan.
那过约旦河这是在出埃及之后第二个世代他们所经历最重要的事情。
So this was a experience that the second generation of the Israelites that came out of Israel faced, Egypt faced.
这个世代的人大部分的都没有看过。四十年前，神如何使他们过红海的那个经历
？So the second generation of the Israelites have not seen the miraculous works of God, when they were brought out of Egypt.
所以现在他们要进去得神应许的迦南美地以前，他们需要先经过约旦河。
And so before the second generation of Israelites enter into the land of Canaan, they must cross the river Jordan.
神给他们的应许最后要实现。
And so the promise of God to them is about to be fulfilled.
那是几百年前神跟他们的祖先亚伯拉罕所应许的。
And this is the promise of God from to their forefathers Abraham.
虽然经过了很久，但是神他是信实的，他所说的话终究是会应验的。
And even though it has been a long period of time, but God's word is always faithful and will come to pass.
神的应许按照他的时候应验。
And God's promises will be fulfilled according to His time.
所以当神的时候到了，神就要带领他的百姓进到那个土地里。
And so when the time has come, then God will lead His Israelites into the land.
在那里，他们有一个新的生活。
And in this land, they will have a new life.
那他们要在那里得胜来荣耀神的名。
And in this land, they will be victorious, and they will glorify the name of God.
但是在他们得到应许地之前，要先经过约旦河。
But before they inherit this promised land, they must cross the river Jordan.
那要过约旦河这是需要靠信心。
And in order to cross this river Jordan, they must rely on their faith.
他们需要顺服神的引导。
And they must follow the commandments of God.
就是借着跟随约柜走过一条他们没有走过的路。
And they must cross this river and cross this path that with the Ark of Covenant that they have not done before.
他们要愿意来顺服神的命令照神的吩咐来生活。
And they must submit to the commandments and follow the way of the Lord.
那这样子，他们就能够在应许的土地上享受神的福。
And in this way, they can receive blessings on this promised land.
能够真的在神的恩典里安息。
And they can receive true rest in this land.
那在过约旦河的过程当中神特别吩咐他们要从河中取石头。
And so when they were crossing the River Jordan, God instructed them to pick up some stones.
那这些石头要成为他们的纪念，也要做一个证据。
And these stones shall serve as a sign and a memorial.
那就是他们是蒙神拯救，因着神的权柄，他们才能够进入这个迦南地。
And these stones will serve as remembrance in which God saved them and how God had led them into the land of Canaan.
所以我们今天早上呢，就从耶稣雅记的第三章、第四章来看要如何把神的恩典一直记在心上。
And so from today, from Joshua chapter 3 and 4, we will learn on how to keep the grace of God in our hearts.
让我们知道怎么样凭着信心能够胜过生活当中的所有的困难。
And so how through our faith we can overcome all difficulties that we encounter.
那我们能够借着顺从神的话， 采取实际的行动，让神的应许实现在我们的生活里。
And through the words of God, then we can use practical ways in order to reveal God in our lives.
耶稣雅记第三章一开始第一节就说，耶稣雅清早起来，他和以色列众人都离开了神庭，来到约旦河，住在那里等候过河。
And Joshua chapter 3 verse 1, and Joshua rose early in the morning and they set out to Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over.
因为在前一个晚上啊，两个探子回来报告啊，耶利哥城的人他们是怎么样的心融化了，害怕啊，神的百姓来到这里。
Because in the previous night, there were two spies that came to report that how the Canaanites, their hearts were melted because the Israelites were present.
因为他们看到了神的作为，他们听到神是怎么样为他的百姓征战的。
Because the Canaanites witnessed how the Lord had fought for his people and how he guides his people.
他们听到了，他们的心就融化了。
And they heard what had happened and their hearts melted.
因为这位神所做的啊，是超越啊人的理性所能够推测的。
Because what the Lord had done for them surpasses what men can understand.
耶稣雅他听到了啊这样的一个消息，他清早马上就采取行动。
So when Joshua heard this, he rose early the following morning.
所以我们看到耶稣雅啊，他真的是对神充满信心。
So we see that Joshua was a man that was had full of faith in God.
他的信心就带领全体的百姓啊采取行动。
And his faith led the group of Israelites into action.
他们离开了，他们住了大概两个多月的神庭这个地方啊，来到约旦河边。
And they moved from where they were dwelling for the previous 2 months, and they came and lodged along the Jordan River.
在这里，他们要等候过河。
And now they were to await the crossing.
在这个等候的过程当中，就是他们准备要怎么样看到神作为的啊这个时间。
And so they were also waiting for a time to see the work of God.
我们看到耶稣雅在第二节的地方，他派的官长走遍营中。
And so in verse 2, we see that Joshua appointed officers that went through the camp.
他告诉百姓啊，就是透过官长去传达信息，要他们注意看神的约柜。
And so through the officers, he wanted to let the people know that to guard the Ark of the Covenant.
第三节特别说，如果他们看到约柜被祭司利未人抬着啊离开所住的地方啊，他们就要跟着约柜去了。
So in verse 3, then Joshua told them that if the Ark of Covenant of the Lord was lifted by the priests and Levites, then you shall follow it.
也就是说，要提醒百姓警醒，注意观察啊约柜的动作。
And so in other words, he wanted the Israelites to be aware of the movement of the Ark of the Covenant.
这里约柜所代表的就是神的同在。
And the Ark of Covenant here represents the abidance of God.
因为在约柜上啊有施恩的座，就是这个是神跟百姓啊相会的地方。
And because in the Ark of the Covenant there is a mercy seat which connects the people to God.
所以这就是啊神跟他们同在的一个啊很重要的约柜，就是啊百姓都知道约柜代表神跟他们在一起。
And all the Israelites know that the Ark of Covenant represents the abidance of God.
他们现在要跟着约柜啊，要离一段距离，要离2000走。
And so there will now be 2,000 cubits between the Ark of Covenant and the people.
不可以跟约柜太近。
And they cannot be too close to the Ark.
为什么？
And why?
因为要让他们知道所当走的路。
Because it is to allow them to know the path that they will take.
当他们远远的看着约柜走的时候，他们就跟着约柜所走过的路线啊，走这一条他们没有走过的路。
And because if they follow the ark from afar, then they can follow behind where the ark has traveled.
第四节特别提到说，
And verse 4 mentions,
跟约柜相离的距离就是要使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
And then because in verse 4 it says, do not come near that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before.
也就是说，所有人都要看着约柜，都要知道约柜往哪里去？往哪里去？他们要跟着。
In other words, all people need to keep their eyes on the Ark of Covenant so they can know which path.
他们不是跟着人的。
And they are not following after men.
要眼睛看着约柜。
Their eyes must be set.
就是要跟着神，要看到神在哪里走，他们跟着去。
They will set their eyes on God and know where God is guiding them.
所以两千走大概1000公尺的距离，基本上 后面的人都可以看得到的。
So 2,000 cubits is about 1,000 feet, and then people in the behind can see it.
所以现在神要带领他们走一条他们没有走过的路。
And so God is going to lead them to a path that they have not crossed before.
这条路是一般的人他们不会选择走的。
And this path is one that is not will be not chosen by men.
而且也不会在这个时候走这条路。
And they will not choose this path in this particular time.
因为神要带他们直接走过约旦河。
Because the Lord will guide them directly through the River Jordan.
这个时候的约旦河是河水涨溢两岸的时候的季节。
And so this time there was a high tide in the River Jordan.
这个时候就是连对岸的敌人都不会想到以色列人会在这个时候过一旦河的。
And even the enemies across the River Jordan will not even think that the Israelites have a chance of crossing.
但是神就是奇妙的作为。
But God has his miraculous ways.
他就是要带百姓走他们没有走过的路。
And he will guide them to the path that they have not crossed.
要他们经历神的作为，让他们亲眼看到。
God wants them to see the work and experience firsthand the works of God.
但他们要能够见证神的作为以前，百姓一定要有所准备。
And so before they can experience the work of God, they must have their own preparation.
三章的第一节到第十三节，其实在说明他们整个准备的过程。
And so in Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 to 13 outlines the preparation of the Israelites.
现在官长去吩咐了这个命令之后，接下去第五节，耶稣亚吩咐百姓说：“你们要自洁。”
And so after the officers went through the camp and preaching the news, verse 5, Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves."
因为明天主要在你们中间行奇事。
For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
那表示要看到神的作为以前，人要能够洁净自己，就是要能够在神面前认罪。然后靠着神的帮助，让自己在神面前没有亏欠。
And so before we see the work of God for us, we need to sanctify and repent before God.
这个洁净的过程就是要看到神临在，经历神作为的必要条件。
And this is so to sanctify ourselves is a requirement before we see the work of God.
也是我们今天要能够体会到神同在的一个前提。
And this is also a requirement that.For us to be able to experience the power of God.
在西乃山神要降临之前，摩西也曾经特别吩咐百姓要洁净自己，要换衣服。
And so in the mountain Sinai, the Lord also instructed Moses to tell the people that they must sanctify themselves before the Lord came.
那所以要为了要迎接神的降临，他们需要洁净自己，把一些污秽除掉。
And before they received God, they must remove the filth that they had.
这里他们要经历神的作为，带领他们走未曾走过的路，他们需要洁净自己。
And so here to experience how the Lord will guide the path, their path, they must sanctify themselves.
对我们今天来说，洁净自己就是我们愿意认罪悔改。
And so here today, when we sanctify ourselves, it means that we admit our sins and repent.
我们能够借着主的帮助，将我们的行为、我们心思意念改变。
And through God's help, then we can change our actions and our thoughts.
所以，我们今天为了要体验到神他的作为，能够很清楚的知道神与我们同在，我们绝对缺乏不了要自洁这个动作。
And we must be able to, in order to for us to experience God in our lives firsthand, we must know to.To resist our sins,
就好像我们的身体需要洁净一样。
And we need to cleanse ourselves just like our physical body.
我们的灵性时常需要借着神的话语来洁净自己。
And our spiritual body also needs to receive cleansing from the Word of God.
所以，我们每一天如果都能够有这个反省认罪悔改的这样的一个过程。
So in our lives, if we have this process of repenting of our sins daily,
我每一天如果都能够透过读了神的话语来让我们知道什么是对的。
And through the words of God, then we can discern what is right.
那这样子，我们每一天都能够经历神与我们同在。
Then every day, then we can experience how God is abiding with us.
在生活当中，我们就可以看到神奇妙的作为。
In our lives, we will be able to see the miraculous works of God.
因为我们没有人走过明天的路。
Because nobody will know what is to come tomorrow.
没有人有办法回来告诉我们说 明天会发生什么事。
Nobody can tell us what is going to happen tomorrow.
我们只能够知道神他知道明天他会带领我们走明天的路。
But we only know that God will guide us into walking then.
所以我们要跟着神照着神的指示来过每一天的日子。
So we must follow God and obey His instructions every day.
虽然前途可能充满很多的未知数，但是我们知道神都带我们走过。
And although the path ahead is may be difficult, we know that God will guide us.
就像百姓，他们也知道，他们过了约旦河之后，他们一定会面对敌人的。
Just like the Israelites, they knew that once they had crossed the River Jordan, they will face their enemies.
敌人是以逸待劳，等到他们过来要跟他们打仗的。
And because the enemies are already waiting there, ready to wage war against them.
但是现在百姓他们要勇敢的跟随神的带领过约旦河去得到神应许的。
But now the Israelites must have courage and follow the instruction of God to cross the River Jordan to receive the promised land.
所以我们要看到第五节特别强调的，因为明天神要在你们中间行奇事。
And in verse 5, we must place emphasis on, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
所以我们今天要自洁。
And so today we must sanctify ourselves.
我们这个悔改能够借着神的道理来洁净我们的这个动作一定要现在马上采取。
And we can cleanse ourselves through the word of God, and this is something that we must do now.
这样子我们明天才真能够看到神的作为。
Then tomorrow we can see the works of God.
我们一定要有实际的行为配合的。
And we must have our practical ways to carry this out.
那接下来第六节他说，耶稣亚吩咐祭司说，你们要抬起约柜在百姓前头过去。
And verse 6, then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people.
在旷野的时代，过去这个约柜都是利未人在抬的。
In their life in the wilderness, the Levites are usually the ones that carry the Ark of Covenant.
如果我们看利未记里面或民数记里面的描述，约柜那个时候通常都是歌侠的子孙在抬的了。
And if we look at the book of Leviticus and other books, then we know that it's the Levites that carry the Ark of Covenant.
但是现在要有祭司直接来抬。
And now the priests they have to carry the Ark themselves.
他们要在百姓的面头的前面走过去。
And they must bear the Ark before the people.
所以现在祭司要能够愿意听耶稣亚所给他们的这个任务。
And so now the priests must be willing to obey the commandments given by Joshua.
他们抬着约柜要一直往前走。
Now they have to carry the ark before the people.
要一直走到约旦河里面去。
They must carry the ark into the river.
他们不能够只是不是抬到约旦河边就停住。
And they must not stop in front of the River Jordan.
所以第八节
，In verse 8,
你要吩咐抬约柜的祭司说，你们到了约旦河的水边上。就要在约旦河水里站住。
Verse 8, you shall command the priest to bear the ark of covenant, saying, "When you have come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan."
现在祭司他们要愿意扛起这个约柜这个重量，负在他们的肩头上，然后一直往前走到约旦河水里面去。
And now the priest must bear the ark of covenant.On their shoulder, the weight of the Ark of Covenant on their shoulder, and carry it into the River Jordan.
这是需要信心的。
And this is an action that requires.
因为这个时候的约旦河是波涛汹涌的，是河水急流的，涨过两岸。
Because at this time, the waters of the Jordan River were vicious.
这个如果站在河边看的时候是害怕的。
And you will be terrified if you stand beside the River Jordan.
我们如果曾经看过那个像洪水一样要漫过两岸的那个河流，那个景况，在河边的人看的真的是会恐惧的。
And if you were able to picture the flooding of a river in your mind, then you will be able to see how terrifying it is.
但是现在祭司他们抬着约柜，他们要走下去。
But now the priests who bear the ark they must step into the Jordan River.
这个如果没有。信心是走不下去的。
And if you do not have faith, then you would be unable to do so.
他们祭司的这个动作非常的关键。
And this action taken by the priest is critical.
因为第十三节说。
Because in verse 13 it says,
要等到抬普天下主神约柜的祭司把脚站在约旦河水里，约旦河的水就是从上往下流的水必然断绝，立即生累。
In verse 13, and it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the rivers of Jordan, and the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off.
所以这条路会不会打开，就是看祭司的脚有没有踩在水里面去。
So whether or not the waters will part depends on whether or not the priest can step inside the river.
第十节到第十三节这段话是约书亚对当时候的所有的百姓说的。
So verse 10 to verse 13 is words of Joshua to the people.
约书亚鼓励所有的人要有信心。
And Joshua encouraged the people to have faith.
当然更是对祭司的勉励。
And this is also especially encouraging to the priest.
神的作为要等到他们有行动之后才会发现，才会发生的。
And only when they have actions can they see the miraculous works of God.
所以他们不能够等在约旦河边，等神打开路他们才走。
They cannot just stand beside the River Jordan and wait for the water to part and then start walking.
他们要首先的把脚踩进去。
And they must take the first step into the river.
他说水就会断绝，必然断绝。
And the waters will be cut off.
这是神绝对的应许。
And this is a promise of God.
需要人绝对的顺服。
And this needs full submission from people.
需要有完全的信心。
And it needs the complete faith of the people.
那这个就是这个信仰的领导人所要做的工作。
And this is a job, a work that must be done by the leaders. Of their faith.
要让所有人都能够对神产生这样的坚定的信心。
And they all must eventually build into such a faith.
眼睛要看着约柜。
Their eyes must be fixed.
不要看着约旦河水。
Not on the rivers of Jordan.
因为当他们看到约柜走进去的时候。
Because once they see the ark entering into the river.
他们就知道永生神就在这里。
They know that the everlasting God is beside them.
所以第十节说。
So in verse 10.
耶稣亚说：“看哪，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去，到约旦河里。”
Verse 10, Joshua said, "By this you shall know that the living God is among you."
那因此你们就知道，在你们中间有永生神。
And beside you will know that the living God is.
第十一节。
There.
这是永生神是在你们中间，是怎么得到证据的？就是。当他们把脚放，祭司把脚放在约旦河水里的时候，那个水就断绝了。
The evidence that the living God is among them is that when the priests step into the River Jordan, the waters will be cut off.
然后他们就从此就可以知道，接下去神就要在他们面前把迦南地的这些仇敌把他们赶出去。
And therefore the Lord will be with them and he will help them drive out all the Canaanites in the land.
所以是神亲自为他们征战的。
And the Lord is fighting for them himself.
等在前头的仇敌神一一的为他们赶出。
And their enemies before them, God will drive them out one by one.
他们必然可以得胜。
And they will be victorious.
所以应许地就是得胜之地。
So the promised land is the land of victory.
应许地就是丰盛的地方。
And the promised land is a land that is plentiful.
充满神的恩典。
And it is abounding in the grace of God.
这个应许地是他们在那里可以经历神的作为，得到安息的地方。
And this promised land is a land that they can experience the work of God and receive peace.
所以这个时候，你看所有人他们都有信心了。
And so then, at this moment, all the people had faith.
我们看到约书亚，他从心里面顺服神。
And we see that Joshua was submissive to God from his heart.
他很坚定地鼓励所有的人要跟着神。
And he encouraged all the people to follow the commandments of God.
所以你看他很积极地采取行动。
And so he took action.
照神的吩咐他一一地述说。
And according to the commandments of God, he spoke one by one.
那官长他们要有信心。
And the commanders, they also needed faith.
他们要愿意很忠实地传达耶稣亚的命令。
And they must faithfully proclaim what Joshua had told them.
要告诉百姓要跟随耶柜。
And to tell the people that they must follow the Ark of Covenant.
祭司要有信心。
And the priests must have faith.
他们愿意能够扛起耶柜。
And they must bear and carry this Ark.
把他们脚踩进约旦河水里面去。
And they must step their feet into the River Jordan.
百姓他们要有信心。
And the people must have faith.
他们要愿意眼睛看着约柜，跟随约柜走这条路。
And they must fix their eyes on the ark and follow the path.
然后神的作为就 呈现在他们眼前。
And the work of God will be manifested before their eyes.
让他们亲眼看到永生神就在他们中间。
And then they will know that the everlasting God is among them.
如果有神在中间，那仇敌还有什么好怕的呢
？And if God is truly among them, they have no fear towards their enemies.
所以神的作为啊，就是要我们用信心去领受。
And so the work of God is something that we must receive with our faith.
对百姓来说，他们要能够得到信心啊，是需要听神的话的。
And so for the people, in order for them to receive faith, they must obey the command of God.
第九节特别说
，In verse 9,
耶稣亚对以色列人说：“你们近前来，听主你们神的话。”
Verse 9, so Joshua said to the children of Israel, "Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God."
那神的话再一次的跟他们保证，就是第十节跟第十一节所说的。
And so the word of God reaffirms what He will do for them in verse 10 and 11.
一直到第十三节说，祭司的脚如果抬下去，一旦河水就断了。
And up to verse 13, and He promised that if the priest stepped in their feet into the river Jordan, the waters will be cut.
然后他们就知道说，神跟他们一起走这条路，他们不要害怕。
And then they will know that God is walking with them, and they shall no longer fear.
今天神的百姓一定要有一个特质。
And so the people, the children of God, must have a characteristic.
要愿意进前到神面前来听。
They must be willing to come before God to listen.
今天有些人他们说他们信神了。
And so some people today they claim they believe God.
他们却不把神的话当一回事的。
But they do not keep the word of God in their hearts.
有些人甚至不愿意进到神面前去听他的话的。
And some people are not willing to come before God to listen to him.
但是今天我们主的门徒绝对不是这样子。
Today, as disciples of God, it is not so for us.
我们如果看《生命记》三十三章
，If we turn to Deuteronomy,
《生命记》三十三章
，Deuteronomy chapter 33,
三十三章我们看第三节
，Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 3,
三十三章第三节
，verse 3.
他疼爱百姓，众圣徒都在他的手中，他们坐在他的脚前，领受他的言语。
Verse 3, yes, he loves the people. All his saints are in your hand. They sit down at your feet. Everyone receives your words.
这里特别提到神疼爱百姓。
So here emphasizes the love of God for his people.
众圣徒都在他的手中，都是神在掌管，在保护的。
And all the saints are in his hands under his protection.
那这些神所疼爱的圣徒呢？他们是愿意坐在神的脚前领受他的话语的。
And all the people and his saints that are willing to sit down at his feet and receive the word of God.
神所爱的人，神就会把他的话告诉他们。
And whoever God loves, God will reveal His words to them.
那我们被神所爱的人，我们就会喜爱神的话语。
And so as people that love God, then we will also love His words.
所以我们会看到，你看圣经里面记载许多的古圣徒，他们都是很喜爱亲近神、领受神话语的人。
So we see from the examples of the previous saints in the Bible, those that love God, they want to draw close to Him and receive His words.
有时候我们在忙碌当中，还忘记我们来到神面前最重要的是什么。
Sometimes in our busy lives, we forget what our main purpose is for coming to God.
那时候的百姓，他们事实上是很忙碌的。
And so, like the Israelites here, they were very busy.
每个人都要准备他们的所有的家当，接下去他们要过约旦河，就不再回来了。
And they must be prepared to move, and because once they had crossed the river Jordan, they will not return anymore.
他们要走这条路，他们要准备。
And when they need to take this path, they must prepare.
但是在这个很忙的过程当中，他们特别需要进前来听神的话语。
But before they take this path, they must come forward to receive the word of God.
就是坐在神的脚前。
And it is to sit at the feet of God.
你看，玛利亚。他就是坐在神的脚前啊，领受主耶稣的话。
And so we see that Mary sat before our Lord Jesus to receive the word of God.
啊，虽然她姐姐啊接待的忙碌啊，一直要她去帮忙，但是她选择坐在主耶稣的脚前啊，听主耶稣讲道理。
And even though her sister urged her to help with their busy lives, but she wanted to sit before the feet of Jesus to receive the word of God.
因为她觉得这个就是最重要的工作。
And because she feels like this, she feels that this is the most important duty she has.
所以我们在每一天的忙碌的生活当中，一定要特别分一段时间出来坐在神的脚前。
And so we must make time in our busy schedule to sit at the feet of Jesus.
来亲近神
，and to draw closer to God.
领受他的话语
，and to receive His word.
我们就得到信心。
Then our faith will increase.
我们就知道怎么样去面对我们 明天没有走过的路。
And we'll be able to face the path that is ahead of us.
我们一定可以得胜。
And we will be victorious.
那所以准备工作完成之后。
So after the preparation work was complete.
现在百姓他们就要过河了。
Now the people is to cross the River Jordan.
耶稣雅记三章的第十五节。
In the book of Joshua chapter 3 verse 15.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
祭司抬着耶柜在百姓前头走了。
And so the priest bore the Ark of Covenant before the people.
第十五节说，等到他们的脚一入水。
And so verse 15, and when the feet of the priest who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water.
第十六节
，verse 16,
约旦河的水就在亚当城断绝了。
And so the waters which came down from the upstream stood still and rose in a heap far away at Adam.
然后是。百姓就在耶利哥的对面过去了。
And the people had crossed the River Jordan.
那第十七节说，抬耶柜的祭司在约旦河的干地上站定。
And verse 17, the priest who bore the Ark of Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground.
那以色列众人就都从干地上过去，直到国民尽都过了约旦河。
And all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan.
所以现在神的奇妙作为在他们眼前每个人都看到了。
And so God's miraculous work was before all their eyes.
约旦河水停住断绝之后，是整个河床都变干了。
And so once the River Jordan had and was cut off, the ground was dry.
所以神的作为是完美的，是毫无缺陷的。
It was completely dry, so we see that the work of God was complete and wonderful.
让他们走过路的时候，他不会脚上粘了很多泥巴。
And so when the people were crossing the River Jordan, they did not have a mud that was stuck
on their feet.
就好像
干的地，他们走过去一样。
It was like walking on dry ground.
神的照顾非常的完整。
And so the guidance and guidance of God was complete.
哦，所以神的恩典总是那么完美。
So we see that the grace of God is indeed wonderful and complete.
我们看到神真的疼爱百姓。
And so we also see the love of God towards
people. 为他们想了很多很多细节，都帮他们照顾的周到了。
All the intricate details God had already prepared and thought through.
等到国民都过了约旦河之后。
Until all the people had crossed.
这个时候，第四章第一节。
And then verse four, chapter four, verse one.
神跟特别跟耶稣亚说。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, to Joshua.
现在。每支派选一个人出来，第三节到祭司脚站定的地方取十二块石头，带到今天晚上要住宿的地方去。
And verse 3 commanded them, saying, "Take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm, and place them, and leave them in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight."
这是神特别的吩咐。
And this is a commandment from God.
第四节。耶稣也就照神的吩咐去叫这十二个人来了。
So according to the commandment of God, Joshua called 12 men from the people.
第五节
，verse five，
你们要下去约旦河中，然后去扛一块石头上来。
And they must go into the midst of the Jordan and take up a stone.
所以这个石头是大颗的，不是小颗的。
So the stone was a big one.
他们要把它扛在肩上，从河中扛上来。
And they must carry this bear this stone on their shoulders.
看起来是他们都已经过去了。接下来，这挑选出来十二个人，再下去祭司所站的地方，去选十二块石头扛上来。
So after they had crossed the River Jordan, the 12 people were appointed to go down to where the priests were standing and bring up 12 stones.
第六节
，verse six，
这些石头在你们中间可以作为证据，之后你们子孙问你们说，这些石头是什么意思？
Verse six, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, "What do these stones mean to you?"
七节。你们就要对他们说，这是因为约旦河的水在神的约柜前断绝。约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了。这些石头要做以色列人永远的纪念。
Verse 7, then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever.
这是神特别的吩咐，百姓也照这样做了。
And this is a specific commandment from God to the people.
神特别要他们去从约旦河里面取石头来做证据。
And God wanted them to draw out the stones from the river to as a sign.
当然，这个石头扛在他们肩上，这个石头是干的。
And so when they're carrying this rock on their The shoulders, the rock is dry.
这个石头本来是在河当中的，是人不会看到的。
And this river was, this rock, the stone was once in the river where man could not see.
但是这些石头现在被扛上来，在他们晚上所要住的地方去了。
And now these rocks will sit next to the dwelling place that night.
要成为证据，就是要让人看到这个石头就想到神的作为。
And these stones will serve as a sign, so that when people see the stones, they will think of the work of God.
而且要让后代的子孙世世代代都可以知道神他曾经这样拯救过他们的祖先。
And it is for their people and their following generations to know that how God had guided them.
所以这个就是神要他的百姓永远记住他的作为，不可以忘记。
And so God wanted his people to always remember his work and never forget.
我们今天人的问题常常都是我们的记忆力有限。
And so a problem that we all face is that we have memory loss.
我们可能领受神的恩典，但是我们把它忘记了。
And our memory is limited, and we may receive the grace of God, but we may forget.
今天我们的头脑不是电脑。
And so today our brains are not computers.
但是还好不是电脑，所以我们的脑筋不会被归零了。
And so we are glad that it is not a computer because
电脑有时候坏掉打不开啊。
Computer sometimes will malfunction.
如果没有把它备份起来，真的什么都没有了。
If we do not back up all our information, it can be all washed away.
但是我们脑筋呢，我们的神子创造比电脑精密太多了。
And but the how God created our brains is far surpassing that of a computer.
但是我们人带着肉体，这个脑筋呢也会退化。
And so as men, we also carry flesh, and the brain will deteriorate.
我们同时间没办法记太多东西。
And we cannot remember everything.
我们处理事情的这个速度也有限。
And the way that we carry out our actions is also limited.
但是我们的记忆的方式跟电脑不一样。
But the way we remember something is different than a computer.
通常我们如果看到什么事情，听到什么事，看到什么景象，我们就会想起过去发生什么事。
Sometimes we are reminded of the past when we see or hear something.
所以有时候我们人的问题就是我们把一些该记的重要的事情把它忽略了。
And sometimes things that we are supposed to remember will slip by us.
今天如果我们没有得到神的恩典，那是一回事，就是说我们没有得到就没有嘛。
And if we never had received the grace of God, that is one matter.
这恩典是神主动给的，这是神的主权。
This grace was freely given by God.
神要给这个人有特殊的恩典，这个就是神给的。没有得到的人不能够去跟神抱怨说怎么不给我。
And each of us have received specific blessings for us, and we cannot complain why we have not received a certain blessing.
但是问题是，领受恩典人都把神的恩典忘记，这个是大问题了。
But once we receive this grace or blessing, if we forget it, it is a problem.
好，所以我们有时候会怀疑神，会背逆神。通常都是因着我们忘记神的恩典而引起的。
And sometimes we have doubts and we complain towards God is because we have forgotten the grace of God.
因为有时候我们得到神的恩典没有记录下来的时候，我们很容易就忘记了。
And a lot of times if we do not jot down this blessing from God, we will forget.
当我们的这个环境变化，我们所接触的人他讲了什么话，我们可能就开始怀疑起神曾经在我们身上的作为了。
And sometimes we will receive doubt from our surroundings or the people that we speak to.
所以我们要一定要抓住机会，把神的恩典记录。
And so we must grasp onto this opportunity and always remember the grace of God.
78，我们看诗篇七十八篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
So 78th Psalm.
第十节。
78:10.
诗篇七十八篇第十节，他们不遵守神的约，不肯照他的律法行。
Verse 10, they did not keep the covenant of God; they refused to walk in His law.
第十一节
，Verse 11,
又忘记他所行的和他显给他们奇妙的作为。
And forgot His works and His wonders that He had shown them.
所以这个诗篇七十八篇就一直在讲这个教育子孙记住神的恩典是多么重要。
And so.Psalm 78 emphasizes the importance of preaching the word of God to the future generation.
我们要让信仰传承，首先一定要让这些子孙们能够记住神在列祖身上所做过的。
In order to pass on to our faith to our children, we must remind and remember what God had had done for our forefathers.
哦，所以现在他特别提到说，这个神的选民忘记神所行的，他奇妙给显给他们的奇妙作为。
So verse 11, the people forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them.
那你看，当时候神都要百姓啊，把这个石头啊立在啊基甲那个地方。
And so God wanted the Israelites to establish the stones at Gilgal.
有这些石头，他们后来都忘记了。何况说，如果完全都没有石头的话。
And so even with these stones, the children of Israel forgot God.
所以我们就看到说，其实神他的吩咐，人如果真的记住，照着去做，后代子孙不会这种表现的。
And so it is a reminder that if we are able to truly remember the work of God, then what happened to the Israelites, their future descendants will not happen to us.
因为这个石头要让我们想起一件事。
Because these stones are to remind us.
今天我们本来是没有那个能力去过约旦河的。
That once we did not have the strength to cross River Jordan.
那更是他们本来是不配去进去得那个应许的迦南地的。
And more so, they were not worthy to receive the promised land.
他们本来是在埃及当奴隶的。
And they were once servants in the land of Egypt.
是很有可能死在那个荒野当中，没有人知道的。
And they were to die without anybody remembering them.
但是现在因着神的恩典，神领他们走这条路。
And because of the grace of God, God had led them to on this path.
他们现在可以进去享受神的真的福气，成为一个有福的人。
And they could receive the blessing of God.
所以本来是该死的人现在得到生命了。
And now they were before they were meant to die, but now they received life.
本来是当奴隶的，现在被神把他认为像王子一样尊贵的、有福气的。
They were once some servants, now they're deemed as prince.
所以这个石头就要让我们想起神的救赎。
And so these stones are to remind us of the salvation.
就好像我们今天为什么说要常常去想主耶稣基督他所带给我们的救恩呢？
And so that is why we must often reflect upon how God has.
我们身上其实都有神的恩典，有一些证据。
And in each one of us, there is evidence of the God.
这些恩典就要成为一种纪念。
And this grace that God has given to us will serve as a reminder, a memorial.
以弗所书第二章说。
Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Let's all turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
第一节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来了。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And he made you alive, you were dead in trespasses and sin.
第二节，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
And verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
第三节，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随从肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
这在说明今天如果不是主耶稣救赎我们本来也都是跟没有信神的人一样的。
And so here's a reminder that if it was not for God choosing every single one of us, then we will be like the others, children of the world.
就是很容易放纵肉体的私欲啊。
And the people fulfill their lust of the flesh.
人其实总是背逆神的，不愿意顺服神的吩咐的。
And the people often disobey God and not follow the commandments of God.
但是现在有了主的救赎，有神带领我们走这条路以后。
But now God has given salvation and He has guided us onto this path.
我们因着主耶稣基督，我们就从死里复活了。
And because of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we have resurrected.
所以我们被放在这个约旦河的对岸，就是在这个应许地上的。
So now it is likened for God putting us across the River Jordan.
啊，所以这是神他的救赎，我们要记住。
And this is the salvation of God that we must all remember.
所以耶稣要特别叫这些每一个支派所选出来的人要去扛石头上来。
So Joshua appointed a person from each tribe to carry out a stone.
那他们，我们如果看回来第四章第八节。
And if we look back to Joshua chapter 4 verse 8.
他们就真的去带了12块石头去放在他们晚上所住的地方了。
And then they carried out a stone from the River Jordan, from the midst of the River Jordan, and placed it next to their lodging place that night.
然后第九节
Verse 9.
耶稣亚呢，他另把十二块石头立在约旦河中，在抬约柜的祭司脚站立的地方，直到今日，那石头还在那里。
Verse 9, then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in place where the feet of the priests who bore the Ark of Covenant stood, and they are there to this day.
那这个另外这十二个石头是放在约旦河中的。
And so there are another 12 stones that were placed in the midst of the Jordan.
是祭司所站的所的位置。
And these stones were placed where the priests were carrying the Ark of Covenant.
从河里面十二块石头被搬上去的，现在立另外十二个石头在河当中。
So there's 12, there's a set of 12 stones that were lifted out of the River Jordan. Now there's another 12 stones placed in the River Jordan.
所以这个就是有很重要的代表意义的。
And so there's a significant meaning to this.
这个旧的人是立在约旦河里面是死的。
And so the people that are left in the River Jordan, are dead.
他们过去在旷野里面所过的那个旧的生活，那个埋怨神的这些过去，全部都埋在这个河里面了。
And their old self, in which they complained to God in the wilderness, and their sinful behaviors were all left behind inside the River Jordan.
他们现在因着神领他们走这条路，他们成为新人，他们现在已经被放在应许地上，成为新的，一切都是新的了。
And now they have left their old self and become a new man, and they are now living across the River Jordan on the land.
要让他们不断去思想，去回顾。
And this is for them to always ponder upon and reflect.
这就是神的救赎，他们要一辈子，要世世代代啊，都要一直重复。
And this is a salvation that God has given to them, and they will repeat this story to their generations and generations.
第十节。
Verse 10.
抬约柜的祭司站在约旦河中，等到神晓谕约书亚吩咐百姓的事办完了，是照摩西所吩咐约书亚的一切话，于是百姓急速过去了。
Verse 10. So the priests who bore the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua, and the people hurried and crossed over.
第十一节说，众百姓尽都过了河，神的约柜和众祭司呢，就在百姓面前过去。
Verse 11, then it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over that the ark of the Lord and the priests crossed over in the presence of the people.
好，那看直接看第十六节。
Let's jump to verse 16.
你吩咐抬约柜的祭司从约旦河里上来。
Command the priest who buried the ark of the testimony to come up from the Jordan.
然后耶稣亚就吩咐祭司，你们从约旦河上来。
And verse 17, Joshua therefore commanded the priests saying,Come up from the Jordan.
十八节
，Verse 18，
抬神约柜的祭司从约旦河里上来，脚掌刚落旱地，约旦河的水就流到原处，仍旧涨过两岸。
18， and it came to pass when the priests who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord had come from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet touched dry land, and the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before.
在这里我们看到，最先下约旦河水的是约柜。
And so the Ark of Covenant was the first going into the River Jordan.
最后离开的也是约柜。
And the last coming up of the River Jordan was also the Ark.
这就是神他拯救百姓的作为。
And this is the works of God in which He saved the people.
是神亲自在他们面前领路的。
And this was something that God showed Himself before the people.
是神把这个河水断流的。
And God was the one that had stopped the river.
让所有人都过去的。
So that all people can cross.
让他们能够把这个证据放在这个约旦河对岸呢。
And so they have evidence that they and placed on the other side of the.
百姓都平安了。
And the people are all in peace.
然后最后约柜才从约旦河上来。
And then the Ark of Covenant came out of the river.
神让他们从水中经过，他们得到平安。
And God allowed them to cross this River Jordan safely.
让他们救人要从此有一个。分开要成为新的。
So that there is a separation between their old self and their new life ahead.
如果我们先看以赛亚书，看一下以赛亚书四十三章。
If we turn to the book of Isaiah,
以赛亚书四十三章
，The book of Isaiah chapter 43,
第二节
，Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2,
四十三章第二节，你从水中经过，我必与你同在；你趟过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。
43 verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you.
第15节,
verse 15,
我是主你们的圣者, 是创造以色列的, 是你们的君王。
I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King.
第16节,
verse 16,
主神在沧海中开道, 在大水中开路。
In verse 16, thus says the Lord who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty way waters.
那这个就是神他为百姓所做的。
And this is the works of the Lord for the people.
借着神的这些作为, 让我们可以看到, 你看神, 他的应许全然实现。
And through the work of God, we see that his promise was fulfilled.
他让我们从水中经过, 从火中行过, 都不被伤害。
That when we walk through the waters, he will be with us. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned.
当百姓过河的时候, 没有人来攻击他们的。
When the people were crossing the River Jordan, there were no oppositions.
所有的这一切都在神的掌握底下。
And everything was under the control.
所以他们都不需要担心。
And they did not have to worry.
不用用自己的想法去, 如果什么事情发生, 会怎么办?
And they did not think of any hypothetical situations.
所以今天神他的作为, 是奇妙的, 是完美的。
And so we see how miraculous and wonderful and complete is the work of God.
让我们都能够把这样的一个石头立在我们的心里。
And so let us all establish a stone in our hearts.
把我们的, 这个是美好的见证都把它留下记录在我们的教会当中。
And so we can record all our testimonies for the church.
所以期待我们, 教会在所要推动的这个我要追念的这个见证集, 每个弟兄姐妹, 每个家庭, 都能够这样子把神的恩典, 留下记录。
And so hopefully when we are compiling this testimony booklet of our church, then we can all contribute to it.
立在我们的这个新的生命里。
And so we can determine in our new life.
让以后的世世代代的子孙都能看到神是怎么样爱他的百姓，引他们走这条信仰的路。
And so our future generation can see how the Lord had guided their families into walking into this faith.
所以我们每一个人都能够保守在主的恩典底下。
And so we can all be kept under the grace of God.
能够完成主所托付的使命。
And we'll carry out the commission given to us by God.
继续在我们所在的地方, 来传扬主的圣名, 来建立他的教会。
And to continue to establish and preach the word of God wherever we live.
让更多人看到永生神在我们中间, 他们愿意, 来亲近, 来跟随, 这位救主。
And so the people around us can also witness the living God in our lives, and they themselves want to draw closer.
那神的名就得荣耀, 神的心意, 就得到满足。
And then the name of God will be glorified.
那我们的生命也是非常有意义的。
And then we will live a meaningful life.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
436首。
Let us sing him 436.